So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast. Y'all may have just heard that I have changed the music for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I'm trying to make some changes to the podcast so it's going to sound better. Hopefully, it'll flow better, and it will attract more listeners that way. So anyway, we're talking about the Falcon and the Winter Soldier today, the third episode, the Power Broker. But before we get into that one, I want to talk about the previous episode. You know, some of the things that I said in the previous episode. I don't know why I heard Will Hoskins when Battlestar was introducing himself to Sam and Bucky, but his name is Lamar Hoskins. And then the little soldier guy that's been partnering with Sam here lately, his name is Torres. I haven't caught his first name yet, but it's Torres is his last name. That's what Sam called him. And then let's see, John Walker. I want to talk about him for a minute. When I said he didn't sit right with me, it's because, yeah, he's a really arrogant guy. And he doesn't even look at these people he's working with as people. Like, he even called Bucky an asset when he bailed him out of jail. So, yeah, he's pretty arrogant. But then I also want to talk about something else that I've heard over the weekend. The guy that plays John Walker, that plays the new Captain America, the actor, Wyatt Russell, he's been getting a lot of hate on social media, and he's just an actor, you know. Yes, he plays the new Cap, and he's arrogant and everything like that, but he is an actor. There's a difference between the two, you know. He should not be getting, like, he's been getting death threats and things like that, and he should not be getting that stuff. I mean, that's just wrong. So anyway, yeah, that's what I wanted to say about that. He's an actor and he should not be getting hate. And then also, you know, I cover Outlander, and Tobias Menzies, he got a lot of flack for playing Black Jack Randall, and he didn't deserve any of that either. And even Sam Heughan, you know, Jamie, the guy that plays Jamie, he gets it from fans too, which is weird. He gets bullied from them though, and that I will not tolerate any of that, you know, on any of my social media platforms. I mean, if you want to hate the character, that's one thing, but do not bully the actors. They're doing a job, and if you hate them that much, then they're doing a good job. So yeah, anyways, something else I want to bring up, I feel really dumb because I've been binge-watching Captain America movies this weekend. I watched the first one, and then I watched Winter Soldier, and then I watched Civil War. Well, I didn't get quite to the end of Civil War, but I did watch it. And guys, I have seen these movies before, right? But I don't know if I was just, if I just blacked out or whatever during Civil War, especially during Civil War, because if y'all remember in my Facebook group, if you're in my Facebook group, I asked a set of questions about the episode, and y'all can answer them if you want to leave me feedback. Well, I asked a really dumb question last week. I was like, are you surprised that there are more super soldiers? And like, duh. Okay, because in Civil War, what I saw of it, they made more serum. But see, this is my thing, y'all. I always thought that Captain America was the only super soldier there was, because when they made him, the serum was destroyed. I thought, I mean, the building blew up that he was getting made into a super soldier at, and so I thought all the serum was destroyed with that. And I didn't realize that they had made more of these guys, but probably before Steve Rogers, you know. But I always thought Steve Rogers was the only one. And what I thought happened with the Hulk was that he tried to become like Steve Rogers, but it went terribly wrong. So yeah, I always thought that was how that was, and that's how it, you know, in my mind, I always thought that. I don't know why And, you know, if I would have been paying attention to Civil War, that was the whole reason why they were at war, you know, was because Bucky was because, not Bucky, but Zemo was trying to get Bucky to help him destroy the super soldiers or destroy the serum. But I guess during all that part, I must have blanked out because, you know, I always thought Civil War, what they were fighting, because Cap was protecting Bucky and the government wanted Tony Stark to, you know, stop him. And I know that did have a lot to do with it. And I know that Bucky did kill Tony Stark's family as a Winter Soldier. And I thought that was the whole, you know, beef. And I knew that Captain wanted to keep the Avengers together. And, you know, I am talking about things that were relevant to the movie. But there was also the issue about super soldiers. And that's where Zemo would come in. And because he wanted to stop all super soldiers, you know. Because if you have that much power, like he even said in this episode, you have that much power, you're going to start thinking that you're perfect. Which, you know what? That's what's happening with Captain America, I feel like. Or John Walker, I should say. Not Captain America. But anyway, that's all I wanted to bring up about in the previous episode. So in this current episode, the synopsis reads, Sam, Bucky, and an unlikely ally venture to a criminal safe haven in the Indonesian archipelago in search of information about Super Soldier Serum. Okay, so I got a little confession to make. After I read that synopsis, I actually paused the podcast and went and watched the rest of the Civil War. It's actually a very important movie if you're going to be watching this show, especially the recent episode, because, yeah, you learn who Zemo is and you learn why the Wakandans have a beef with him. This sounds like I've never watched Captain America and the Winter Soldier, but I promise you guys, I did. But I don't know. Like, I don't know why I didn't pay attention or something. I don't know. But yeah, because Bucky, you know, Zemo, his whole thing, what he did was he started the war because he got in between all of the Avengers, you know. And, you know, Zemo's story is kind of sad too, because, you know, he lost his family during Age of Ultron. You know, we never saw Zemo in that movie, but that's what happened, you know. He was one of the casualties, you know. He was one of the victims of what the chaos that happens during a battle that the Avengers get into. So yeah, that's who Zemo is. And, you know, remember, if y'all listened to the last episode, I didn't know who Zemo was, but I should have. So yeah, anyways, that's the Captain America and Civil War, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about Falcon and the Winter Soldier. But yeah, I needed to get that off my chest. I needed to talk a little bit about that movie because it's important. It's important. And, you know, I guess this is a bad time to say it now, but if, you know, if you've never seen that movie, spoiler alert, I'll put a warning in, you know, in my show notes. So, but anyway, this episode starts out with kind of like a commercial for people that are, you know, came through the blip. Or came back from the blip, you know, how they can get their life back together. It's a public service announcement, I guess. And how those citizens can get back to normal. It's an organization called the Global Repatriation Council. And that's a mouthful. But anyways, after that commercial or whatever, you know, you want to call it, it shows the new Captain America getting out of a van that has the initials on the side of it, the GRC. And he's going into where the Flag Smashers stayed in the previous episode, you know, their little safe house there. So, but he goes in there and he's asking questions about them and, if, you know, asking these people if they've seen them and if they know who they are. And of course, these guys that are in there, they deny that they even know who who that group is, the Flag Smashers. And Carly Morgenthau is, and the guy there, he spits in John Walker's face, and this upsets him, and he grabs him, and he says, "Do you know who I am?" And, you know, like, this moment right here, Steve Rogers would have never had to do this, you know? Like, he wouldn't have done it, I don't think. So, but he walks off mad, and, his partner, Lamar Hoskins, is trying to tell him, you know, that Carly is giving people shelter and medicine, and, you know, she's being their safe haven. She's collected loyalty from these people. And so John Walker comes up with the idea to go and talk to somebody who maybe knows where she is, or at least knows where to find what they're looking for. But the next scene we see is Bucky and Sam walking down the hallway. And, you know, of course, we know from the previous episode that they're going to talk to Zemo. And that's the thing about, you know, this scene. They've come to the idea a little bit sooner than John Walker has to go and talk with Zemo. And so they're walking down the hall, and the guard tells them, you know, where Zemo is. And Bucky tells Sam to wait outside, you know, while he goes into the cell. You know, so at first Sam doesn't want to do it, but I guess, you know, he lets Bucky do what he needs to do. And so Bucky goes into the cell, and Zemo's sitting there. And he starts quoting the trigger words that are supposed to get Bucky to do, you know, whatever you want him to do. But it doesn't work, because Bucky has changed, you know, since his time in Wakanda and everything. He's not the same man that Zemo saw last. So the trigger words don't work on Bucky. And of course, Bucky explains to him why he's there, that he needs his help to find the super soldier serum, you know, and he thinks that maybe Zemo might know, because, you know, he has a history, you know, with Hydra and with all of that. So anyway, so they show Bucky is talking to Sam again, and he's talking about wanting to get to bust Zemo out of jail or prison, and Sam's not on board with that. He's not okay with that. He knows that Zemo would either probably mess with his mind, or especially Bucky's mind. And so he's also pointing out why it's a bad idea because of all the things that Zemo has done. But what Sam doesn't know right here is that the plan is already in motion to get Zemo out of prison. And so it shows a flashback or whatever. It might be happening at the same time as Bucky's talking to Sam here, that it shows Zemo getting out of prison, you know, escaping. And Sam and Bucky are in this garage, and I guess this is the rendezvous place where they're going to meet Zemo, because he walks in the door and Sam's like, you know, "Oh, what are you doing here?" And Bucky is trying to tell him that they need him, and, you know, he's trying to convince him that Zemo would be important to them, or helpful to them, I mean. And Zemo tries to interrupt this conversation, it's funny right here, because they's like, "No, we don't," because he says, can I say something right here? And they're like, "No," you know. So they are in agreement that, you know, they don't like Zemo, but they need him. So, and then the last, you know, Bucky is still trying to convince Sam that this is a good idea, and he brings up, you know, that he broke the accords for Steve, you know, for Bucky, so, you know, why can't he do it for him? And so that gets Sam to finally agree to do this. So they go to this car garage, and Zemo is collecting some things, and he's talking about how he was trying to stop the Winter Soldier program, and he wasn't about to leave his work unfinished, so this is why Zemo is helping them. So they set off, and they get into a plane, and they find out that Zemo is rich, because he's a baron. So on the plane, Zemo starts looking through Bucky's book with his names on it that he needs to make amends with while he was the Winter Soldier. And that pushes a button for Bucky. He also talks right here about what he has against the super soldiers, you know, like Steve Rogers or all the Avengers, because, you know, if we give them too much power or put them on a pedestal, you know, they're going to think that they're above the law, you know. And I think that is what's happening with John Walker. But Zemo has a point, you know. Not that Steve Rogers was this way, but like I said, they start getting where they don't care about the people they hurt, you know. So the next scene we go to is a scene with Carly Morgenthau, and she is going to see someone in the, I guess she's in a hospital, and this person is very sick and they're dying. I guess they already died when she goes to see them. I'm pretty sure, I don't want to make any assumptions, but I'm thinking that this is her mother or something. She's really close to this person anyway, and this person died. And so we go back to Zemo, Bucky, and Sam, and they're on the bridge. They're walking on a bridge, getting ready to go meet this person. I cannot remember her name. It's escaping me right now. But they go to see, this person knows about where the serum is coming from. And they're also undercover, you know. Bucky is being the Winter Soldier again, you know. And of course, Zemo is being himself. But Sam is having to be this, I don't know, this guy that dresses like a pimp, because that's what Sam says. And Zemo said that that's just the way this guy dresses, you know. It's not because you're the only black guy having to be like a pimp, it's because that's the way this guy is. They have to stay undercover, so because if they break their cover, then they're going to be caught and it's not going to be pretty. So they get in the car and they're taken to this, it looks like this underground club scene type place, and they go to the bartender, and they have to stay in character, and the bartender makes Sam this drink. He opens up his snake and takes its guts out or something like that, and Sam's got to drink it because he's, you know, if he breaks cover, then they're screwed. So he has to do it, and it's so, I feel so bad for him right here. But anyway, Zemo is asking to speak to the woman that he's looking for, and there's a guy that comes up and says that you're not welcome here and everything like that, and they start threatening him. But Zemo, you know, is like, he needs to talk to her. And he says something about the power broker too, right here, and Zemo's like, he has no interest with the power broker. Little does he know that that's exactly the person that they need to speak to. I think they probably do know, but they don't want to. They can't break cover. So they got to start, you know, small and work their way up. But anyway, so he walks off, but these other people start coming and ganging up, and he has to get Bucky has to start. This is where Bucky has to act like the Winter Soldier, and he really, he does his thing. And Sam asks Bucky if he's all right, but Zemo, you know, tells him under his breath, you know, you have to stay in character, you know, you can't. But anyway, and they go to talk to this woman, and they're sitting there and they're getting their information that they need. And then Sam gets a phone call from Sarah, his sister, and he's having to, you know, act like, you know, who he is. And but she accidentally says his name out loud, and but right when that happens, that woman gets shot. Of course, they go on the run because, you know, they're wanted for they're going to be blamed for that. And they're running through the streets and stuff, and everybody's getting these messages and these alerts, you know. And if this moment right here felt like a John Wick movie, it's for good reason. It's because the director of the John Wick movies directed this episode, you know, of The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So that was a pretty cool, you know, I saw that and I thought that was really cool. But anyway, they start running through the streets because they get spotted. And right here, I thought Zemo was going to ditch them, but he didn't. But they run into Sharon, which she was probably the one that assassinated that one lady, you know, to save their butts, to get them out of that situation. But she's not happy to see Zemo because, you know, she's on the run because of everything that went down in the Civil War in the movie. And she's on the run because she stole Cap's shield. And so she's really got a beef with, because everything that she did for the Avengers is put her in the situation she is now, and she didn't have the Avengers to back her up, you know, and she doesn't have no way of getting out of the situation she's in. So they go to her hideout, I guess you'd say, or her house, I don't know, and they find out what she's been up to these past few years. She's been a hustler, you know, and she's actually been doing the real thing, you know, and that shocks Sam because, you know, he doesn't believe that she's, you know, got real things, but she does. But anyway, Sam promises to help clear her name if she helps them out, you know, and so she asks around, because she has a party, and she asks around about the power broker and all this, and or where to find, actually they got a name from that other woman, and she asks where that guy might be, and she finds out. And this scene, though, is Zemo, there's a gif out there, and it is so funny because he's trying to blend in, but he really don't blend in. But anyway, Sharon finds the man they're looking for, and so they go to this shipping yard where he's supposed to be in some kind of container, and they go to it, and it's empty, but Zemo pushes the back wall, and it leads them into a laboratory where this guy is. And Sam brings him around the corner, and he shows Bucky and Zemo to him, you know, like, because he knows who those guys are. And so this guy tries to make a deal with our guys. And meanwhile, outside, Sharon says that they're out of time. So she starts fighting these guys off while you know, our gang is inside questioning this guy. And this guy confesses that he made the serum while he was working for Hydra. But then, you know, the 5 test subjects failed. And then the CIA recruited him. And he was doing research on Isaiah's blood. This is where we find out what they did with Isaiah's blood, which is just awful. But anyways, so he's telling them, you know, but then the blip happened, you know, and he was one of the victims because he turned into dust, you know, and then 5 years later, of course, you know, the unblip happened, and he found out that the project that he had been working on was over, but the power broker had hired him to do the job. And so they ask him how much did he make, and he tells them he made 20 vials for the power broker, but of course the Flag Smashers, that gang had come in and stole all of it, and that's where the Flag Smashers come from. And Carly Morgenthau had called him to help that person that we saw earlier in the episode, see if he could help that person, but he wouldn't do it. And he doesn't know what happened to the person. He doesn't care. And then we go out to the outside, and we see Sharon. She's still fighting off the goons and stuff. And then back inside the container, Bucky asks if there's any more of the serum, and the guy confesses that there isn't. And then Sharon runs in and says that they're out of time. And then Zemo shoots this guy because, you know, this guy is the one that creates the serum, so, you know, may as well cut the head off of the snake. Or that's what I took out of that scene anyway. And then there's a guy that shoots a big rocket at the container, and it blows up and everything, and Zemo makes his escape while the thing's on fire. And then our guys get out with Sharon, and so they get out of the container that's on fire, you know, and they're having a big old argument over, you know, superhero stuff, but they're also having a big shootout in the middle of this argument. And then we see Zemo on top of a container, and he shoots a pipe and it blows up, and he takes out 2 of the thugs and everything like that. And right here we think, I thought that he was gonna bail out on them, you know, leave them to their own. Right here, there was a couple of scenes in this episode where we thought Zemo was just gonna abandon these guys. This was one, and then they're in the alleyway that, you know, when they were running the John Wick moment, and then also when the container actually blows up, I thought Zemo is gonna bounce, you know. And then our guys, they hide inside another container, and then you see Zemo. He sees this. He finds a car anyway, and he pulls up and he picks them up, and they get in the car and everything. And there's a scene right here that's really cute, but I'm not going to get into it because it's actually one of my trivias. So, but anyway, they get in the car and they drive off, and they leave Sharon there. And then, of course, you know, she gets in a car with someone else, and she tells this person that they have a big problem. And then it goes to Carly Morgenthau, and she's sitting there talking to this other guy, and they're thinking about what might have been if they hadn't ended up there, what they would have been, and she wants to be a teacher, and he said he probably would have joined the army or something like that. But she brings up what it was like to take the serum, you know, and all of this, and how it should have been, how they're trying to make a better world for some of these people, and they're talking about how the power broker might catch up to them, you know, because they stole his serum, his super soldier serum, and they're not scared of him. And I really think that they may be underestimating the power broker. Either that or the power broker is really underestimating them. But I think that they're underestimating the power broker. This dude's going to be someone big. I don't know who it is at this point, but yeah, we're going to find out pretty soon. After Carly and her little partner guy, they go to, John Walker and, Lamar Hoskins, and they're questioning the people at the prison on where Zemo is, and they find out, you know, of course they found out that Zemo had escaped, and of course they think Bucky and Sam are involved, or, well, John Walker does, and of course he's not wrong, you know, like I said at the beginning of this episode, they're always a step ahead of him, so... But yeah, here's this guy again being kind of egotistical because he's talking about not doing things on the book, and you know, he doesn't care, he thinks that, you know, he's above the law. And then it shows Bucky, Sam, and Zemo back on the plane, and Sam, his morale has kind of been shot about all of this information that they've got. He feels bad for Sharon, and he feels bad for Isaiah, the black super soldier. He's talking about this shield, you know, he shouldn't have put it in a museum. He should have destroyed it himself. But this bothers Bucky, and he's like, well, before you go and do that, I'm going to steal it myself. And of course they find out about, or they find where that woman that died earlier in the episode, Carly Morgenthau's relative or whoever she was to her, died, and so it goes to, or they set a course to go there to look for Carly Morgenthau, and so it goes to a scene with the Flag Smashers, and they're collecting supplies, you know, they're stealing supplies from this place that's just been sitting on the supplies, you know, they haven't been sharing with the people, and Carly gets in a car, you know, gets in the car with that little guy there, and she tells him to put his seatbelt on, and of course the building blows up, and she's like, she's not playing around anymore, you know, this is the only language that these people know how to talk, you know. So then we go back to Zemo, Bucky, and Sam, and they're walking down the street, and they go up to this building, and of course Bucky says, I'll talk to y'all in a minute, or I'll catch up with y'all in a minute, I'm gonna go for a walk, and so he starts walking the other way, and there's these little ball things on the ground, and he starts picking them up, and he goes down an alleyway, and he runs into a woman from the Black Panther, you know, I think she's a guard of the Black Panther, and he says, I was wondering when you were going to show up, and she says, I'm here for Zemo. And that's the end of that episode. It was a really good episode. I learned a lot. Watching Captain America Civil War really helped, and I probably need to keep going with Black Panther Infinity War and Endgame. I'm gonna have to do it. So, but anyway, that was the end of that episode. So, y'all stay tuned for trivia. So, I have two pieces of trivia for you. Number one, the bar in this episode, the Princess Bar, is from an X-Men universe. First appearing in Marvel Comics Presents Volume 1, Issue 1, it featured Wolverine and later Viper, Tiger, and several other X-Men characters. And then number two, and this is the piece of trivia I said that I had, you know, in the episode. It says, when Sam says to Bucky, you're not going to move your seat up, are you? And Bucky replies, no. is a callback to Captain America Civil War in 2016 when the positions were reversed and Sam didn't move his seat up. So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And that's all the trivia I have for y'all. Y'all stay tuned for news. Okay, so I got some news from Marvel here. It says Black Widow jumps into new July release date in theaters and on Disney Plus with premiere access. Natasha Romanoff will be back in action in Marvel Studios' Black Widow with a new release date of July 9th, 2021. The action and adventure continues with the first film from Phase 4 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, both in theaters and on Disney Plus, releasing simultaneously. And that's all the news I got for you, so stay tuned for listener feedback. So I got one piece of listener feedback from Robin. She says she wasn't worried about Zemo saying the triggering words to Bucky because she knew Sam had his back. And she said it was a good idea to get Zemo out because he knew where to go and knew the right people. She doesn't have any theories on who the power broker might be or what Sharon is up to. She likes the partnership of Bucky and Sam. The actors have great chemistry. She says she thinks Bucky and Sam might carry the shield one day or help teach this new captain how to act. She says she's not sure what the Wakanda guard lady will do to Zemo, but she can't wait to find out. And so thank you for that, Robin, and that's all the feedback I've got. By the way, I love when y'all send me feedback. It gives me an extra segment to this podcast, so I really appreciate that. If y'all want to send me feedback, like I said, and I've changed names of my groups and things, so y'all bear with me. I'll be leaving the links in the show notes, so yeah, I'm not going to say it right now because I'm in the middle of changing things up. So, but anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. So y'all don't forget that this Friday I'm going to be changing up the schedule a little bit. I'm going to do that SAS Red Notice movie on Friday instead of an episode of Outlander. So I thought I'd give y'all a heads up on that. So y'all be sure to watch that if y'all want to listen to my podcast. And that's going to be it for tonight. Y'all keep having fun. I say too much.